This year's been a roller coaster, and not the fun kind. Business, no. It's a dangerous time not to know your numbers. That's why you need NetSuite by Oracle. Over 31,000 businesses have the confidence they need. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing offer. Head to netsuite.com/minute.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, September 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. It's getting a lot more expensive to buy a house. The average 30-year fixed mortgage rate hit 6.29% this week, the highest level in almost 15 years. That's creating a dilemma for homeowners who were looking to sell.
Many, many households either bought a home in the last couple of years at very low rates, or they refinanced their mortgage at very low rates. And for those households, it's a lot harder to imagine selling their home, given how much more they would expect to have to pay for that new home with higher mortgage rates and higher home prices.
Coming up, we'll talk to WSJ housing market reporter Nicole Friedman about the ripple effect that's likely to have on the housing market and home prices going forward. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by the Ecolab Science Certified Program. With Ecolab's training and products, businesses can give their staff the tools they need to help maintain a safer and healthier space for their customers. Because better science equals better business. Find out how the Ecolab Science Certified Program can help your establishment achieve a scientific clean by visiting ecolab.com/seal.
As mortgage rates continue to rise, homeowners are being faced with a tough choice. Sell and take on a mortgage rate in a new home that's up to 3 percentage points higher than when they first bought, or stay put in their current home and keep a low rate locked in. That quandary and its potential impact on the housing market got WSJ reporter Nicole Friedman's attention, and she joins us with more. Nicole, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Nicole, mortgage rates have risen nearly 3 full percentage points in just the past 12 months. What impact are these higher rates having on the housing market?
So higher mortgage rates are having a huge impact on the housing market. The market really boomed in 2020 and 2021 as the pandemic caused more people to work from home, go to school from home. A lot of people decided they needed more space. They didn't need to be as close to their offices, and mortgage rates were the lowest they'd ever been. So a lot of buyers rushed into the market, took advantage of the opportunity to move. And now we're really seeing an abrupt slowdown as rates have basically doubled in the last few months, really since the start of the year. And so it's made that monthly payment for buyers much more expensive, hundreds of dollars per month more than it would have been at the rate of a year ago. And so that's really priced a lot of buyers out of the market and made it much less competitive. There's a lot less demand right now to buy homes.
Now, it's been a seller's market for a while. Is that likely to change?
So it was a really strong seller's market in 2020 and 2021. We had stories of long lines at open houses, homes on the market getting 20, 30, 40 offers, bidding wars, buyers having to waive inspection, waive appraisal. And that is really not true anymore. It's a much more balanced market. Buyers are able to ask for more concessions from sellers. They aren't having to pay as much over asking. But it's not necessarily a buyer's market yet either, because the inventory of homes for sale, while it's higher than it was earlier in the year when it was at basically a record low, it's still lower than just a few years ago. It's still not quite a normal level of inventory. So sellers don't have as much power anymore, but it's not quite yet that buyers are in the driver's seat.
So how is this affecting people who want to put their home on the market and move? How is this affecting their decision making?
Many, many households either bought a home in the last couple of years at very low rates, or they refinanced their mortgage at very low rates. And so the latest data from Black Knight, which is a mortgage data firm, shows that almost 90% of mortgages right now have an interest rate below 5%. And more than two-thirds have an interest rate below 4%. So lots of people right now have locked in really low borrowing costs on their current home. And that makes it a much tougher decision. Do you give up your current mortgage and sell your home? And then to buy a new home, you have to take out a mortgage at a much higher rate. You know, right now rates are above 6% on average. And so for somebody who has a current mortgage below 3%, that's more than double that they would be having to pay in interest. Some people, of course, have to move for various reasons. They're being relocated. There's been a change in their family situation. But a lot of people maybe don't have to move right now. They can decide and make a decision about their timing. And for those households, it's a lot harder to imagine selling their home, given how much more they would expect to have to pay for that new home with higher mortgage rates and higher home prices. So one of the families that I spoke to in Tarrytown, New York, they're in a two-bedroom condo right now, and that was the right size for them when they moved in a few years ago and they had only one kid, but now they have two kids. The kids are sharing a bedroom. As they get older, the parents expect they're going to need more space in a couple of years, but they're looking at the market and they're looking at their current mortgage rate, which is 2.75% on a 30-year mortgage, and thinking, gosh, it's going to be so hard to give up that very low borrowing rate and move into a bigger home that's likely going to be more expensive and at a higher interest rate. And so it really just makes that decision of whether to sell and when to sell much harder.
Is there a line where people are likely to put off a move and stay put, you know, because of the mortgage rate they originally locked in compared to mortgage rates they'd be facing now?
Yeah, so this is a big question right now for housing economists, is figuring out how much are homeowners going to stay put instead of selling? How much is this going to affect the market? And it's really hard to say because mortgage rates have not risen this quickly in decades. And so this is really kind of an untested scenario. Sam Cater, who is the chief economist for Freddie Mac, he did an analysis a few years back in 2016, looking at past periods where rates increased, but of course they didn't increase as much as they have this year. And in those past periods, you know, he found that basically if the difference between a seller's old rate and their new rate was less than 2 percentage points, it didn't really affect the market. But if it was bigger than 2 percentage points, there was an effect. And right now, you know, it's more than 3 percentage points for some sellers or potential sellers. And so it's really kind of an untested scenario right now how much this could affect homeowner decision making.
You know, Nicole, this week we discussed on the show people in this position deciding to rent their home instead of selling because of rates scaring away buyers. So whether they're renting or just staying put, how could that affect home prices going forward?
And both of those decisions lead to fewer homes being listed on the market. And that can keep the inventory of homes for sale lower than normal, which could provide kind of a floor to housing prices here, that maybe housing prices, despite the slowdown in demand, will keep going up or at least not fall because the inventory of homes for sale is lower than normal. It also means that people are just less likely to be in the right home for them. Right? You might have families that are staying in a home that's too small for them or staying in a home that's too big for them because of the market conditions. They don't want to sell. And that just means there's kind of less mobility in the market. There's less ability to kind of move into the right home. And that really hurts first-time buyers who don't have a current home that they own to live in. They're looking for, you know, available, usually starter homes for sale. And the less that people kind of bounce around through the market and find homes that are good fits for them means it's just a more difficult market for everybody to navigate.
And how about mortgage rates? How could they be affected going forward?
So there's a lot of uncertainty right now about what mortgage rates will do because mortgage rates are heavily influenced by the Federal Reserve and the interest rate decisions that the Fed makes. And so the Fed has been raising short-term interest rates for several months now, and that has trickled through to the mortgage market and led to higher mortgage rates. But really, the Fed's decisions are based on what's going on more broadly in the economy and with inflation. And so what happens in the mortgage market really depends on what happens more broadly in the economy, and that will kind of trickle through to the mortgage market and ultimately to the housing market.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Nicole Friedman. Nicole, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Buy Side from the Wall Street Journal is a new website dedicated to helping readers make smart decisions about how to spend their time and money. For picks that are reviewed, rated, and ready to click, go to wsj.com/buyside.